And ma lahu wa ma alay, all the details, you won't know. Now we were out in Jamaat, we doing 6 points, we don't, it's not for us, you must have a guest. So then I understood and I went and explained to him. So just knowing Arabic language, many people are in this great misunderstanding that if we know Arabic, we know Deen. And all the Arabs, they feel that we know Deen. And their condition will be they far from Deen. But because we are Arabs, we know Arabic, two C's of Arabic and Urdu together.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Babu tahrimi qawlihi shahin shah li sultan wa ghayri. لأن معناه ملك الملوك ولا يوصف بذلك غير الله.
Children, etc. This is also a type of shirk. The next heading, ascribing partners to Allah Ta'ala in acts of worship. Number one, to prostrate to someone. It is not permissible to prostrate to anyone, even though not with the intention of worship, but for the intention of respect and honor, inadmissible. G, to make taziyas, that is some observances of mourning in Muharram. This is done particularly by the Shias in the month of Muharram, that they take out taziyas, they take out some types of, they make some, parade some things on the streets and then throw it in the water, different ways they... This surah, Surah Bani Israel, the other name is Suratul Isra because of the first ayat mentioned here, which concerns the journey of Isra and Mi'raj, the miraculous journey of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a state that of consciousness, in a physical state, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the quality of servitude is being indicated to in this word. So this is the greatest honor of man, because we have been created for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the same word ibadat, this quality of abdiyat can be understood. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, we took him to the Masjid al-Aqsa. That Masjid al-Aqsa, the surroundings of the Surah Bani Israel, Allah ta'ala says, and we had announced to the Bani Israel in the Kitab, referring to the Torah, that definitely you will cause corruption on the earth twice, and you will cause great tyranny, and you will be a cause of great tyranny on the earth also twice. So when they went onto their when they did their actions of disobedience and rebellion, and Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَانَ وَعْدًا مَفْعُولًا, this is a promise which will definitely occur, which will definitely happen. And it happened after the next verse, bit of explanation in that, Allah Ta'ala says that after that, we restored your authority over the incidents, about 5 or 6 incidents, which exactly is the one, we can't say for certainty that these are the two incidents being mentioned here, or referred to in these 2 or 3 verses. However, the Bani Israel, they were subjected to these forms of disgrace and humiliation. Even the Masjid al-Aqsa was desecrated.
At least the outward postures of namaz are correct. At least outwardly we are performing correct namaz. Otherwise, many people say, make namaz without a topi. What's wrong? My namaz is not made. Ask Mufti sir, namaz is made without a topi. No problem, the namaz is made without a topi. So eat your biryani without salt. Who will say it's not biryani? Pyjamas. Or you have to catch a flight. And now you're going with your beach tongs and your pyjamas. And you're going to fly away. That you won't do that. But why? For standing in front of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Then anything and everything can come. But standing in front of an ordinary human being, now I have to be dressed up. So the outward condition of namaz, we must go. And then what you did, what they got in their record, and they can't have everything. And why you, Allah knows what you did, where you did it, why you did it, what was your hidden agenda, and we left it. It's a problem. Yeah, if you are interrogated by the police, it's a problem. We can't sleep if we just have to know. But we can sleep with knowing that Allah is going to interrogate us. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام, تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا, غفرانك Ghufran. My son, you, how could you Allah. Know this? That Allah is such that you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, oh Allah, let me take the account of
Allah.
Allah would say, no, I won't let you know Allah. Also about it. I know about Allah. I will just sort it out with them. Oh Allah, let us turn to you.
Allah.
Let us bring you in our life, Allah. Oh Allah. We sleep at night without your name.
Allah.
Ya Mawlana, innaka anta al-tawwabu al-raheem. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Wealth and the money that they had increased them in the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they had plotted very greatly against him. And also that the leader type of people who were amongst them warned all the generations afterwards that never give up the idol worship which your forefathers they made were readily accepted by Allah Ta'ala. They said, now they have passed away, how are you going to remember them? So make the photos of them, make pictures out of them. So they made pictures out of them and they did not worship them at all. They only made the pictures just to remind them. And so that the progeny of later times with great respect is a very, very dangerous thing. And more worse, if our children also see that we are looking at this picture, there are certain photos of our buzurgs that have been also circulated, of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, of other great buzurgs. These are extremely dangerous, and their hurmat, their haram is even. You carry on doing what your forefathers were doing, and you carry on worshipping the idols. So, here is another great lesson for us to learn, that especially those people who are in leadership positions, whether it is the head of the family, whether it's a father and a mother, the one who has got more authority over the children, and see them commit even more gunas. And this was Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made this dua, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. After they made so much effort on their people, and those people did not believe, then this dua, bad-dua also came out from their tongues. Oh Allah, let them not come into guidance into any way. So he's doing wrong, and no tawbah istighfar in his life. In fact, he's convinced what I'm doing is the right thing. The direction I'm giving to my children, that is the correct direction. But in fact, he's giving them the wrong direction. And so he doesn't make tawbah istighfar. In the same way, any type of bid'at, innovations, if a person hum min dunillahi ansara, phir na paaye apne waaste unhone Allah ke siwa koi madadgar, and then those idols did not come to their aid and help them when Allah's azab came. When the floods came, nobody knew where the idols were and the worshipped, and nobody knew where the worshippers were also. All were
see, the person is still committing guna. And yeah, Allah had announced that now he has given up guna. He has become obedient. So with a questioning look, they look up to Allah. Oh Allah, you announced that he has given up sin, but he's still committing sin. So Allah's ghairat, self-awe. Ghairat is like a husband, how he's concerned about his wife. Or custom desks there. That when the neighbor's children come, first customs. We're going to check up what you've got. So they don't. So like that, Allah will put custom desks for you. You want to do your wrong, but Allah will put His protection. That is the first part. And the second part, that Allah says, my slave has handed all his matters over to you, to me. That will be our amal. How much amal we make. So then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, that tell your ummah, Jannat is a barren land. With iman, you will get Jannat. But the beautiful orchards and the beautiful trees and flowers and gardens of Jannat is amongst other things, la hawla wa la quwwata, which is done in huge numbers. Like we will say, I told you 1,000 times. I told you 1,000,000 times. They used to say, I told you 70 times. Which means I told you a lot. How much I told you. So 70 times, if a person reads this, he'll get all these virtues.
And our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair used to say that anja'a min Allahi illa ilay, that there is no support, there is no protection with any from anyone but from Allah. Allah is the only one who can protect you. So let us read it 7 times today together, and on a daily basis on our own at any time, read it 7 times, teach it to our families, teach it to our
friends. Of the virtues, the importance and the benefits of sending durood on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before proceeding, each one of us should think, have I started reading durood on a daily basis or not? And in fact, really, we shouldn't carry on with the sabaks unless all of us have started. Because the object of it is went out, that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us. That is, we were sitting in one place and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to us. فَقُلْنَا, then we said to Rasul,